Federal employees in the private sector say they don't feel any safer in the 1 year since the OPM data hack. That's according to an exclusive Federal News Radio survey, and here to tell us more, as part of our special report, The OPM Breach, What's Different Now, reporter Meredith Summers. And Meredith, tell us about the survey.
This was an anonymous survey that took place the week before Memorial Day. About 275 people took it, and of those, about a third of them were from large civilian agencies, while a quarter were DOD or intelligence. Also interesting is that about 45% of them have worked with or in government for more than 25 years. We also divided up the respondents between those who live inside the Beltway and those who live outside. And we did this because we wanted to see whether living away from DC, you know, from all the press conferences and headquarters, would that change how people see their cybersecurity at their agency or in their industry? It was roughly 60-40 people who live in and outside the district. But as one academic that I talked to said, it really shouldn't matter anymore the distance because Washington can be as close as your computer screen. So one of the things that we learned from the survey is that overwhelmingly, people said that when it came to the government being transparent with its response to the OPM breach, it didn't do a good job.
It did not do a good job.
Not only that, between 40 and 50% of the people in and outside the DC area said they did not think that their office or agency was better prepared to protect against future data breaches in the year that has happened since the breach.
Well, that does kind of coincide with what other surveys have said of industry and of asking CIOs. There's been some commercial surveys done that pretty much say the same thing, that nobody's made all that much progress.
Yes. Some of the responses that we got were the response is inadequate. Lifetime identity theft protection should be provided, not 3 to 10 years. Others say, well, absolutely nothing has changed in how someone transfers from agency to agency is handled. So has security been improved? Obviously, our data is still stored in the same old unprotected databases. And one person, I thought this was interesting, said the federal government as a whole is reactive, not proactive. I talked with Jim Jones. He's an associate professor in computer forensics at George Mason University. And he said when it comes to the whole transparency issue, it isn't necessarily OPM trying to hide something.
I think there are two reasons, at least, for that. One is they may actually not know. A breach of this magnitude, it's one of the hardest things to do initially is to scope it and figure out exactly how bad is it, where does it reach, how many accounts have actually been touched. And one of the fundamental mistakes commercial organizations make is that they underestimate the number of affected individuals. So you get these public reports where they'll do a press conference and say X number of accounts, you know, have been affected, but that's as bad as it gets. And then next week they have to say, well, actually it's 2 or 3X, you know, we didn't realize this or that. You're far better off. I mean, the number just doesn't matter. What matters is does the number go up or down over time? And OPM got burned by this. You know, it came up with some small numbers, and they got bigger and bigger and peaked at whatever it was. So I think the lack of transparency is not anything deliberate, but rather partly they didn't know initially or how to handle it initially, how to report it. Second, we actually don't know what's going on inside in terms of what systems were affected that the government by law can't tell us anything about. And I have no knowledge of any of that. I simply know that that's a possibility, and they wouldn't be saying anything if it was. It's also pretty common if we don't know who's behind one of these types of attacks, we would like to not give away everything that we know and that we're doing. If we say, oh, we figured out this is how they came in, and so we've taken steps A, B, and C, the attacker then knows, oh, good, they didn't see our other back door, so we can continue to come in that way. So I think the transparency or the lack of it is actually quite defendable.
That was Jim Jones of George Mason University. I also talked with Costas Touregas, and he's a lead research scientist with George Washington University's Department of Computer Science.
And he's been looking at this stuff for probably 35 years.
Yeah. And I asked him for his observations on these results, and this is what he said.
Surely the state of affairs is not as healthy as we wish it was. I'm sure that, and we're seeing more and more press releases and speeches being made by top-level officials that things are absolutely great. We've had a year and we're doing really good. But if you believe in the wisdom of the crowds, especially anonymous crowds, there's still an issue there.
That was Costas Touregas of George Washington University. Similarly, about 45% of respondents said they did not have confidence in their agency or office understanding the cyber risks it faces.
And you're getting some interesting comments. Someone said only incompetent boobs are working at OPM.
Yeah, there were some colorful comments.
And it says we're still using legacy personnel systems without encryption to hold on to employee data. I guess that's could be a matter of dispute. We don't really know yeah. what they're doing, but that's what people believe. Our leadership is more focused on fielding a solution, even if it is full of security vulnerabilities. Not a lot of faith there.
No, and someone's like, well, it's like closing the barn door after the horse has escaped. We also asked for what people thought were the biggest cyber risks facing their office or agency. And the ones that stood out were aging or legacy IT systems, employees themselves, a lack of responsibility and accountability from leadership. Some of the comments that we heard, our leadership demonstrates that security is not a priority, incompetent senior management, management whims and proclamations. And here's Dr. Taregas again.
Legacy systems is something that, technical people and procurement people can actually handle. You know, it's not like a voodoo kind of imagery. It's a real thing. It's a legacy system. It's aging. And the cybersecurity holes in legacy systems are legion. But the good news is we kind of know what to do about them. But here's an opportunity to reinvent the federal government IT infrastructure, to change some of the basic tenets, and at the same time, improve the cybersecurity.
All right, so that's what Costas Taregas is saying, and it sounds to me like he might be pointing to the need for leadership.
Yeah, leadership is a major thing here. And we asked people whether they hear their management or SESers talking about cybersecurity, but only about a third of respondents said yes. One said they're talking to the talk, but will not cut back mission for cybersecurity, and there's no place else to get it. Another said, I don't think I've even ever heard the term cybersecurity where I work. And Taregas had this to say about leadership.
Leadership in the agency has to begin to engage with the employees. That it's not rocket science. It means someone makes statements to his or her subordinate saying, I understand the importance of cybersecurity, following things, and here's how you can help me. It's not rocket scientist leadership engagement in the cybersecurity issue.
That was Dr. Taregas, again, talking about leadership and the need for it in building up protections for cybersecurity.
And it looks like some of the respondents said that their agencies do some things, like, for example, the weekly broadcast test message to see who's going to bite on a phishing or spam email.
Yeah, and some agencies do that. And there have been, because there have been recent reports of former employees like at FDIC unknowingly walking out with data, or they'll click on a link that they sent that their management will send out to test whether or not they will take that bait. And it does happen. We asked whether people knew their company's or office's cyber policy, and about 80% said they did. But then we also got responses that said, I might know what the policy is, but I do not see it being enforced.
All right, so it sounds like there's a major communication problem. Even if agencies and OPM are doing something about cyber, the average person working there does not know that, or they're not convinced something's happening.
Yes, people also said when it comes to efforts of an office or agency, most of that was done behind the scenes or wasn't clear to the employee. One said, all that has happened is that our IT leadership has made it increasingly difficult to even use the system. So we're so well protected that staff can barely function with routine tasks.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, and you've got a full write-up at federalnewsradio.com on this survey?
Yes.
All right, be sure to read that.